Episode 4 of The Plastic Joy Presents The Plastic Cast. I am your host, Ramses Rivera.
And I am the chef of this beautiful kitchen, Stan.
I don't know! No, not really. Name's Deb, so.
Yes, she's the chef's wife. And all around awesome person to be around. So, it's good to have you on board with us.
Thank you. This is quite a blast. So I never thought I would be in this plastic cast right now. So, yeah.
Trust me, Deb. You kind of want to jump ship after one hour.
Probably.
Okay.
No, but in all seriousness, it's good that you're here with us, especially after all the time that we spent at Anime Kanji, but that's a topic for later.
In about 5 minutes.
5 minutes, if we can, 5 minutes that's gonna turn to 1 hour, depending on how the news is coming out of the...
Well, with the first news we're gonna talk about, yeah, it might turn into an hour, and it's all gonna be on you.
Oh, God. Alrighty then. Also, I guess to loosen ourselves up a little bit, how has everybody's week been since the last show? Or since we last talked?
School's been kicking my ass.
Work's been kicking my ass.
Everything's been kicking my ass.
Yeah, that's how life goes.
Yeah, especially after a con. That's the worst part.
Yeah. Oh well, The thing about it is that usually people get like con depression after convention, but me and Dev, I don't know what it is. Maybe me and Dev's gone to con so many times or something.
We're pretty much immune to it.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world once you realize that.
Yeah.
So. No, not at all. It's like the only time I would say it would be con depression if it was like the only con I'd be going to, but it's like, I'm gonna see you guys eventually, one way or another. I'm just gonna drive up. Eventually, I'm just gonna go up there and be staring at stands while I'll be like.
And I'll be like, is something on my wall?
Not on the wall, by the window, I'll just be like, just staring at you guys. Just like.
So you do realize my room's on the second floor, right?
I got a ladder. There's such things as Home Depots where I can get one.
Okay, we don't tell him there's a Home Depot down the street. Oh, crap, I just did.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Grab your shit and run. Oh, shit.
Grab all the toys.
Oh, my God.
Quick, grab all the toys.
God damn it.
Oh, yay.
Okay, so let's get to the news first, okay?
Alrighty then, let's get to the news, because there is a lot we need to discuss, because apparently this just popped up right in front of us, just this morning, as a matter of fact. Yeah, JoCon.
Yeah.
Actually, there's something, there's...
Wait, what's up? Go on.
No, you started first.
Okay, because I was about to say, they dropped at us shooting blue lasers and red lasers.
Actually, we should start with what happened yesterday, and this is something that you guys might be more interested in hearing because you guys are more fans of G.I. Joe Renegades.
Yeah, that's Oh yeah, that's a blue laser still, isn't it?
They're all blue lasers. They're just white lasers in that show.
Oh, right. Yeah. Lasers. Pew, pew.
Of a crime they didn't commit. A ragtag band of fugitives fights a covert battle to clear their names and expose the insidious enemy that is Cobra. Some call them outlaws. Some call them heroes. But these determined men and women think of themselves only as ordinary Joes. And this is their story.
Yeah, but this is what they... Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was was the animation panel.
Right.
And they talked a lot about like what the future is of G.I. Joe Renegades. And they did announce one thing that you're going to be happy about, that they did announce that they are going to put it on DVD. That's going to be it is going to be on DVD. They just haven't announced a date as to when.
I'm not going to like the other news, am I?
No, actually you might. That it is that they are putting it on hold for G.I. Joe for G.I. Joe 2, the movie. Mm-hmm. But they said that they are definitely looking into if they want to really bring it back. And everything's just going to like be just a couple of years, just 1 year forward. So it might be just like a time skip if they do come back. They did say they really do want to bring it back. And he said like it's just going to be like a time skip when they come back with the show.
Okay, I mean, that could go either way, because we've seen so many time skips in anime, and then some of them didn't exactly turn out well.
Because this is what they said. This is exactly, this is from taken from the Terradome.net, some Twitter. Mm-hmm. By the way, they're really good, they're really awesome guys. They said, okay, Renegades is done, but when the animation returns, it will look the same characters, but it will be more closer to G.I. Joe 2 in story. So same look, but farther along the story than G.I. Joe is now. Than G.I. Joe Renegades is now.
Hmm. So yeah. See, that's where my mixed feeling comes from. I actually like the whole, you know, four people versus the gigantic corporation kind of deal. You know.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure like they're gonna retain that. Like, I don't think they're gonna retain a lot of aspects from G.I. Joe 2, like in order to make it more in line with Renegades.
Hmm.
But I think like they're gonna start implementing a lot more storylines within with the use in G.I. Joe 2 to bring into this like time skipped Renegades.
Maybe.
So like I said, like that's an interesting thing that's like they really are high on this, and it's evident by what we saw today that they're extremely high on Renegades still.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, it's also leading me to believe that was not an order by the hub, but by Hasbro themselves, that they actually had to cancel the show.
Oh, Cobra Commander! Damn you!
I know he's the one. It's actually just like in G.I. Joe Renegades. He's just a regular guy, but he's just like a regular guy to us whenever we see him because he's always on screen. But in reality, he's really Cobra Commander underneath.
He's a guy that commands a factory to make more Skid and Mud Flap toys. Make more Skid and Mud Flap toys.
For Cobra!
What did I tell you? What did I tell you about making more side swipes?
I knew it.
Alrighty, so...
Okay, now I'm glad to hear that they're coming back, you know, to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Like I said, it might be a time skip, or they just might be like, hey guys, we're back again! Like, nothing happened after, like, that 1 year. But I was gonna say, one of the things I would like to see them throughout this year, or do something before they bring it back, is do, like, mini-movies, or just do, like, mini-episodes, or something that leads up to them, like, what's been happening in between, because
if they're stingy, they might make it into like a DVD exclusive, like miniseries, you know, like in the DVD, like special content or something like that, just to boost the DVD sales.
Yeah,
well, but that is if they're stingy.
One last thing I want to note about that panel was that before the presentation that day, there was a very special, really good tribute video for the what's his fate? I got it right here.
Dwayne McDuffie, Larry Hamas.
No,
Michael Jackson.
Designer on the show. No, the character designer of the show.
Oh. Oh yeah, that's right. He
recently just passed away, and they actually had like a nice tribute video, and they said like that one of the things that they really want to put in is that tribute video that they showed off at JoeCon for in his honor.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, and they said it was a really really well made pack. It was a really well made video. I just had it right there. Lost it. Why? Oh, Clement Suave.
Yeah, that's right. That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah, and like that was like he recently passed away. He was a character designer on shows like Men in Black, and now just recently with G.I. Joe Renegades. And you know, he died of cancer. And the worst part is, like, I remember I saw him at Comic Con, and he didn't. No one made light of anything. He actually looked very fine from my vantage point. So, yeah, it was kind of. It was just very sad to see that, but.
Yeah, it is.
So, but they said that they're gonna put that tribute to him on. They might be putting that tribute to him on the DVD. So.
That's great. You know, that's really nice of them. And you know, I actually like the Men in Black. You know, the cartoon.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's one of the things where it's like I like the fact that they brought that cartoon and they have another. They have his current show, G.I. Joe Renegades, on the same channel. So. I think we should just get on to the next bit, which is like the big, like actually two bits that we haven't, like one of them we haven't even posted on the website just yet. I'll post it up right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we should get to the elephant in the room here, because I know you have some opinions about these figures.
Yes.
And that today we had Hasbro had a presentation for pretty much the rest of this year's G.I. Joe toys.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the toys that we saw are like at Toy Fair they were really lacking in what they showed us, and now this year at JoeCon it seems like they compensated for like all of that, and they showed off so much stuff today alone that it's like the sickness is coming back, Stan. It is coming back big time, where it's just like, I can't control it anymore. I might be collecting these again.
I can't control it. How does the song go?
What?
I'm so excited, I just can't control it.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
There we go.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Deb. You just put it very beautifully. Thank you so much.
No problem. That's how I roll.
I know, and that's why we have you here. So, aww. Some of the things that they showed off today that just struck me was they have here like okay, let's get the elephant in the room, like your because this is the one that I don't know you really want to talk about, Stan. Yeah. Let's just get it over with right now. Let's talk about Storm Shadow. Good news is the figure itself is based on the G.I. Joe Renegade design, especially on the head.
Right.
But it's built internally as Ultimate Storm Shadow because it has all the equipment and it has the alternate head as well. So, yeah. Your thoughts on the figure? Because it's like I'm generally shocked by how like all the details that it's gonna come with.
Well, looks like I'm getting a Storm Shadow then, huh?
Looks like, because like you were really excited when you first saw these photos, and I was just like,
oh my god, what? Yes, I was, I still am. Like, you know, I look at it again, it's just like, oh yeah, this is it. Like, I am totally gonna get this, you know?
Yeah, and the thing that surprised me the most was like, we saw the photos at Toy Fair, and it just had the alternate head, and I was like, is that really the head it's gonna come with? And thank god. Someone had the bright mind. Either this was planned, or someone internally was like, "We need to give him a new head quick."
Did you send? probably some ninja sent them a, you know, maybe a, you know, blackmail letter or something. I don't know.
Ninjas.
They threatened them in the shadows.
Yes.
Like, but again, G.I. Joe as a whole has always had ninjas in continuity, so it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if there are some ninjas like in the offices, just like just trying to make sure that they get that everything correct.
It's like instead of stapler, they use a, you know, shuriken or something.
Yeah, it's like instead of like thumbtacks, they just throw the memo on the wall with a ninja star.
Oh, casual Ooh. Friday. Thanks, Bob.
Storm Shadow, Ninja Secretary.
Yo.
Oh, we're still gonna go to hell for that. That's a very special place that's being made for us. But regardless, I think the figure looks really good. I'm amazed by this. Like, I only seen the sculpt from afar, but even from afar, the figure looks amazing with that new head. And if they kept that old head, I would have been like, I'm so skipping this totally. Because, like, the 25th anniversary edition figure was still the pinnacle of how he was designed. And also, the Mui one was also fucking awesome. But the 25th one still is, like, my definitive Snake, Storm Shadow. And it's good that with that new head, it gives me someone to, like, just replace it with.
What the hell am I gonna do with that extra head, you know?
Give it to someone else, paint it black or something like that.
Yeah. Here, have a ninja head.
Random noises. So as we're going along the line here, we're seeing a lot more figures that we're seeing now. Like, we didn't see an Airtight, which is like one of my favorite Joe characters. He's like their like hazard environment, like he's like the cleanup crew for like if there's hazardous waste. And it makes sense now that when we get to like later on, it's like, oh, I see why they're bringing him in. Another character that they also brought in as well from the, like, just out of obscurity is they also brought back Sci-Fi. Out of all the figures they could bring back was Sci-Fi. And I was like, yay. Because, like, he's also another one of my favorite characters. And they said that he's going to come with two helmets. One of them's going to have, like, one of them has a retracted mask and the other one won't. So, if you want a classic one, you can have one without the retracted mask. But if you want something more modernized, you can have him with the retracted mask on his face. And he also brought it back Lifeline as well, which is like, yeah, we could have done with Doc, but I like Lifeline as well. So, those three figures are really cool. You guys don't have any thoughts on those three so far?
Not really. I mean, it's... You know, you have to keep in mind, like, I have really limited knowledge on the Joe, so, like I said, 90% of it is going to be all you, man.
Yeah, so I just linked you right down on the chat with some more photos if you haven't seen all the photos yet. The next photo is Law and Order, and he's actually based somewhat on his design on the show. Somewhat. I can't really recall, but it looks really cool so far. He was actually another one of my favorite figures when I was growing up, because, hey, he was a guy with his dog. That's awesome.
Oh, so he's a dog lover. Woof.
Yeah. Let's see here.
They
also have Kuren, this tracker from the G.I. Joe comic book, but it's one of the things where it's like, that's only, like, that. I'm pretty sure that figure was just made just to, like, give people like myself just like something to be excited over, because I'm pretty sure if it was any other figure that would have been regulated to like an exclusive, like either at like JoeCon or at Comic-Con or as a mail away. But I'm glad to see that they gave this figure somewhat of a modernized take on him without losing how he looks overall, and also giving it also putting it out on mass retail. So, I give him that much for actually doing for the fans.
I just noticed something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Law and Order. I look at his picture close up, and is it me or am I seeing, Sam Waterston, Jack McCoy, the ADA from Law and Order.
Maybe. Because the original Law and Order was actually based on that on an actual person, believe it or not.
Do you know who it was?
It was actually one of the execs at Hasbro at the time. I think it was like the president and CEO of the time of Hasbro. They based his figure in his likeness to him, so I'm pretty sure they took a little bit of liberties, and now he looks a little. That's why he looks his face is a lot more defined.
Mm-hmm.
As sort of like, you know, something to like it invoke, like it looks more like someone that you might know.
Hmm. Makes sense.
So the next one that caught my eye was this new Viper they just introduced called the Data Viper. And that's one of the things where it's like, I really like this Viper so much. Like, I've never been excited for a grunt unit till now. Well, there's another grunt one that's like, oh my god, I can't believe they're actually doing this as well. But this one is like, this guy is so awesome. He's got like what looks like missile pods on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like these weird, like, I want to say like data entry, like, you know, things on his hands. And the way it just looks aesthetically, it just looks really, really awesome. And they can do something, they can do so much later on with this mold. And I really wish that, I really want to see more fully of how he looks with all of his accessories.
I mean, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's got a nice color scheme to it.
Oh yeah.
This is what I have to deal with every podcast.
Well, that is called fangasm.
Yes, it is.
It's nothing new for me.
I know, isn't it?
No, but oh my god, I'm like damn near about to lick the screen because of that beautiful, beautiful figure. It looks so good. And another one that shocked the ever-living crap out of me that they're actually getting away with this is they're doing a Zombo Viper.
Ah, yes.
Zombo Viper, you guys see the picture. It's this guy, it's this Frankenstein-looking thing with, like, with these ports coming out of its back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty...
Oh, my god. That is... I'm surprised they're getting away with such a design, especially, like, where aligned with, like, aimed for children. Mainly.
Well, maybe because kids nowadays love zombies, you know?
I know, and this is like, I know, I'm not really one to, like, troop build, but I might, if I see a few at the store, I might end up buying a few zombie Vipers just to have, just to have them fighting against Cobra. I mean, fighting against the Joes. Oh. And then, this leads me to believe that's why they have Airtight, and they also have, like, the hazard Viper, which is like, you know, like the cleanup crew. It's like, oh shit, one got away.
Maybe they should make a Shaun the Dead G.I. Joe while they're at it.
Let them do a Thriller GIF with those.
Oh, you hear that?
That could work.
It could work.
Yeah.
So then we get to the figures some of the figures that we already saw already from Toy Fair, which we already saw some of the Renegade figures, like we see here Cobra Commander, we see Duke. We see Storm, we see Snake Eyes.
Scarlet, Snake Eyes.
Yeah, Scarlet's new. Scarlet is all new. I'm actually quite surprised by her mold. Even though it took liberties of the cartoon design, it still looks really awesome, and like, I think I might pick her up as well.
I don't blame you. You know, I'm almost half tempted to pick it up.
Because like usually I was disappointed with her 25th figure, and this seems to be more of a definitive Scarlet than that one was. And then we also see here, Firefly. But it's good to see that we have pictures up front, and he looks really awesome up front.
Mm-hmm. Have we seen Tunnel Rat before?
Which one? No, this is actually the first time. And that's actually the one that sold me into this. It's like, I have the 25th Tunnel Rat.
Mm-hmm.
But this Tunnel Rat is, like, because I like the character on the show a lot. That's like, I think like this is like the one that just broke it. Like that was I nearly lost it when I saw Tunnel Rat.
Hold on a sec. Oh, God. My phone's low on battery. Don't worry. Easily fixable. But go on, keep going.
Okay, so the thing that surprised me about the most about these figures is that we're getting a Ripcord.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, didn't he,
Didn't he beef it, like, in the first episode?
Yeah, he did.
It's like, okay, cool, we're getting a guy who just, who's not even on the show for, like, for the entire episode.
No, actually, he survived one party episode, just didn't survive the rest of it. Yeah.
And I'm so like, it's kinda wow, like, that's...
I don't know. It's kind of like at this point, I think they're obligated to make a Ripcord figure.
I blame the fucking movie. That's why.
You think Marlon Wayans threatened them? You know, make a Ripcord figure, man. I don't care if he did.
Well, no, it's because it's one of those things where like they want to get as much iconic characters out there, like so kids would know. So it's like kids like Marlon Wayans. Yeah, but... like oh.
Well, but at least with this Ripcord, I mean, he biffed it honorably, you know?
Like, yeah.
He really went out fighting, and I think, you know, I think he probably deserved the figure on that merit alone.
Yeah, so it's like, it's really good that they're doing that, and I'm surprised by the details alone. It's like, I might buy it just because it looks actually kind of cool.
He'll be much better than Marlon Wayans, that's for sure.
Actually, I'll argue with you on that one, because I have a couple of Ripcords from the movie, and I still say the Accelerator suit one is actually one of my favorites.
Alright, I can't argue against that.
Yeah. And then, like, rounding it off, like, we see here the Cobra Trooper, which looks very, very awesome. I like the fact that it's going to come with two heads.
Mm.
Like, you see, like, one head is just with an exposed face, the other one actually has, like, a face guard on it.
Yeah. You know, why do I get the feeling that somebody's going to modify it into a Killzone Hellghast?
I wouldn't be surprised at that point, because it does look like a Hellghast, but you just need to, like, you need to make some alterations with the eyes. And
yeah, I mean, I'm sure a little bit of Sculpey can do that, you know.
Yeah, but you're right, it does look like it perfectly. And I guess the last thing I can talk about a little bit is that, is the Snake Eyes that we see a little bit more about what's going to come with, and it comes with...
He comes with a sword rack. How fucking awesome is that?
I like it. It's like, again, it's like, it's the sickness slowly coming back to me, man. It's like, last year I was like, I was disappointed that, like, all the Joes that they announced the year before were cancelled. Now, it's like, I'm really happy to see that they're really pushing Renegades as the property.
I mean, granted, I mean, it's still similar mold to my, you know, Paris Pursuit, a.k.a., you know, Resolute G.I. Joe figure, Snake Eyes figure, but I still get it, you know?
I think they did. I think it's a completely new figure. I think that there's some parts where I actually would say they are using different parts to it. I think there are some parts.
Lower body parts, a little bit, you know? I mean, the knee pad and then all that, you know, it's still somewhat of, you know, Paris Pursuit.
Yeah. Well, Paris Pursuit, yeah. No, you mean Jungle...
Oh, City Strike.
Paris Pursuit is the one with the coat.
Oh, screw that. Okay, yeah, City Strike, sorry. Just how much I don't know about my Joe, I keep getting mixed up, you know?
That's fine, that's what I'm here for, is just to laugh at you.
Yeah, exactly. Are you laughing
like
now?
You laugh at... Yes, just like how you laugh at me every time I mess up, now I get to correct you for once. Anyways.
Thunder, lightning.
Yes.
Yes.
With my laughinator. No.
Behold the laughinator!
Exactly. The last bit of news from JoeCon is that there was a panel, like more like a design panel,
mm-hmm.
and they announced that they're going to start a monthly subscription service sometime after the summer. And you're going to get a figure per month, and they're all going to be based on figures that they were going to originally put in the original 25th anniversary line, and also the abandoned Pursuit of Cobra toys, which is like, if you don't know about the abandoned Pursuit of Cobra, it's all the, it was going to be a continuation, a more direct continuation of the G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra toys, with using a lot of the old, using a lot of the actor molds as the base for it. So I'm pretty sure they're going to do a lot of modifications so it can, it won't look, invoke the same thing as the original mold we're going to have, but it's going to use the same bodies. So, I might sell my kidney for that.
Do you even have any kidneys left for this?
You might want to come back to me later on tonight.
Well, are you going to harvest one?
We got Jeremiah.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Jeremiah, if you're listening to this, chances are he's probably right behind you about now.
Like, hiya.
Oh.
So the first two, so the first couple of figures they announced is a Z-Force Quirrell, which is going to be a modified Scarlet. To look like the Action Force European toy Quirrell, and a Cobra Nano Bat, which is like a bat but heavily modified to look to be like green and white pretty much, and it looks really, really cool. And all these figures are gonna spot the 25th anniversary modern era Rise of Cobra, Pursuit of Cobra style bodies. So they're ditching. So like it looks like they're ditching the O-ring designs and they're finally like putting things in a more modern perspective, which is like I think it's good in my opinion because a lot more like I collect more of those figures than I did with the original O-ring toys. So any thoughts whatsoever from both of you?
None, because that's all your department.
Deb?
Hmm.
Okay. Were you asleep during all of this? Because like, it makes me feel kind of bad.
No, it's okay. It's just like...
No vested interest? I understand.
No, it's just... Wow, that was a lot to take in.
I know, that's the thing. It's like, when you... Like, the thing is, I may have generalized it. I may have, like, been a little bit more fanny with it. But it's just...
Well, I understand. Yeah.
No, I just like, oh my god, this is like the sickness is coming back. You saw the wall in my room.
Yes.
Yes.
It's quite terrifying.
Yeah, so it's like, and I intentionally did not want to buy anymore, but it's like, they twisted my arm enough to do it, to get me back into it. They somehow
dude,
found a
just,
way.
They just like twist your arm and aim a gun at your head. I'm like, buy it now! You know
the ninjas. The ninjas came to me.
Ninjas with guns.
Hey, that's G.I. Joe's MO, man. That's what totally made the line. You can have a ninja with a fucking gun. That's exactly the selling point. Bang. Seriously, that was actually I think like I think when he put out that the more iconic Snake Eyes. It's like I think the concept was, it's a ninja with a gun. Are you going to really complain about that?
Nah.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah. I guess the last bit of news is actually from another convention at WonderCon, which is happening in San Francisco.
Right now.
As we speak. And this is not the last time we're going to talk about it, because we got something else I want to discuss later on today. Later on, but... Regardless, at Wonderfest, Mattel was on hand, and they showed off two new Masters of the Universe toys. They showed off Hurricane Hordak, and they also showed off Leech. And Leech is a one weird looking toy, and I'm starting to wonder how the hell is that toy gonna even be possible to make with all the stuff that it used to do, and how that's gonna translate into a modern toy. And with Hurricane Hordak, it's like, oh, that's gonna be the quarterly figure that they give out to the members. So, No harm, no foul done on that part. Because I guess I should give you guys a little bit of context. Leech, the concept of the figure was like his mouth and his hands. You can like put them on any flat surface, and he can just like leech off the surface.
Also, it's sort of like a suction cup thing.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was all about his mouth and his hands. Everything was like suction cups. So yeah. That's why if you see his hands and stuff like that, it looks like suction cups. But I'm pretty sure they're going to maintain it. It's just the head. It's like they did it in such a weird way where it's just like that's not going to translate well for suction cup.
Let's see now. Let's see.
Not only that, though, head.
Oh, here we go. What's I that? See it. I see it. Okay, according to this picture, his hands and feet are suction cups.
Yeah, and also the weapons, which is that's a given because that's how his weapons were in the original Masters of the Universe. But the head is, I think that's the only part that's not going to be suction cuppy, even though in the original toy, it did have a suction cup on it. And
you sure they want to call it Leech? Because it looks more like a Komodo dragon or something.
I don't know. That was Mattel. That was Mattel at the time. I'm not gonna say anything more about it.
Yeah.
But like I said, my only complaint about the figure, it looks good from an angle. Like if you look at it from one angle, like if you see the photo that we have on our website, well, actually on our Facebook, it looks okay. But when you start looking at it, like straight forward, it just looks weird. Like really, really, really weird. We're just like,
it's his torso.
No, it's not his torso. It's the face that just killed it for me. Because it's like, I kind of wish like they did something else with the head or give you an alternate head where it looked more like the Funimation design, where the Filmation design. So it looked like on when you looked at it from a certain angle, it still looked. It didn't look like it had those big lips looks like it was trying to suck up something.
I don't know. I mean, when you look at this picture, the leech in the picture tells you, you know, I suck your cock.
Have we really degenerated to that already? Four shows in, Deb, smacking his forehead for me.
She's not gonna. There you go. See. I'm safe.
Good.
Uh-oh. Are you really gonna? Oh, come
what?
On.
What?
You what? It's a lover's quarrel.
Ow!
Problem solved. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Alrighty, so is there anything else you guys want to bring up toy-wise this week? Because those are like the only two big news that popped up this week, and it just popped up today of all days.
Well, I mean, you know, Japanese figure-wise is really small. I mean, we already know these two, you know, Ultraman Tigas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ultraman Tigas are they're making, I think, Power Form, and they're also making Evil Tiga. But, it's not bad. They're not bad. Figures, not by any stretch of the imagination. They're really good figures. It's just the problem is, it's like, you know, I kind of think that especially Evil Tiga, I think that's gonna be relegated to an exclusive.
Oh, probably.
And I kind of wished his other forms were exclusives as well. So that's just me. That's just me talking out loud because, like, I love the base form of Tiga. It's just the rest of it's like, I can do with the I can do without the rest of them.
Oh yeah, it's just like so me and Kuga, you know.
Yeah, it's the Kuga as is, except for like, you know, Ultimate Rising. I rather have that's the only other alternate form I rather have. Unlike me, where it's just like unlike Double, where I went for like all the other figures. Ay ay ay, that was the biggest mistake, but I'm proud of that mistake.
Alright, well, as long as you're proud of it, you know, I'm sure your wallet is still screaming bloody murder at you, but still.
Yeah, so
I guess that's about it. I really don't have any other news here, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been a dry week, especially since we smoked through a lot of the news earlier in the earlier last week on our last show. Not only that, we talked in great detail at Anime Kanji and at, like, in private and stuff like that.
And okay, well, like I said, I could probably slip in one small bit.
Oh,
and it's not exactly figure related. It's more of a Gundam kit related.
Oh.
Master Grade Epion, the Endless Waltz version.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently the it can transform.
Oh.
And get this. The toe part has a, you can have, it actually has a moving teeth part. Moving mouth part. So it actually looks like a dragon. Double-headed dragon.
That looks really cool, because like Epion, it looked like the regular Epion looked good, but then I'm looking more at these designs, and I'm like, I kind of want to start buying up these, like, designed model kit, these, like, alternate design model kits. And that one, that's the one that struck me, like, that one and that, I want to say the Death Side move that we were discussing on a couple of shows back, like, the two that really caught my attention. As a matter of fact, I was at the store the other day, and I was about to buy the Death Side. But I was like, that. Thank God I didn't at the end of the day, because, like, well, I won't go into the details. You just find me in private, and we'll discuss what happened about what happened.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, the way it looks really awesome, and I might end up buying this one as well, but where's the tall geese? Seriously, where is the tall geese? Where is my tall geese? My tall geese?
I don't know.
Where is my super suit? What is my super suit?
You tell me where the super suit is, woman!
Exactly. So, yeah, it's one of those kits where I'm... Yeah, that's about it. Like, I'm trying to see what else, but it's like... Yeah, it's... We're done. We're done with news, so... So, we have... I guess we should talk about what we did at Kanji.
Yeah, we... Good idea.
Oh my god, at that con, man.
You said it yourself, like, the best con so far, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. That's the crazy part. It was really one of the best cons I've had. Like, I had a really bad time at ALA, like, for personal reasons and just, like, what the hell just happened here kind of reasons. But I felt that at this con, the stars aligned themselves perfectly. And that at the end of the day, at the end of everything, I felt like, you know, even though there were still some problems that we had, we felt we went above those problems and we became better people. And I think because of that, I think there's this part of us that was like, we need to pat ourselves on the back a little bit more because we went a little bit above and beyond what we usually do to, like, facing these problems that we had.
Mm-hmm. There, I just pat Depth back.
Yeah, pat.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. There, I just pat you in the back through the computer.
Aw, felt good. Felt really good. But why don't we talk about a little bit what we did, like, as Plastic Joint, before we talk about what we did personally.
Let's see. All right, first of all, we did a Henshin panel.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really great, because first of all, the room was packed, small room as it may have been.
Which surprised us.
I know, like I was really skeptical, because before we went to Kanji, I put up a Facebook invitation, and only 6 people registered, you know? And I was telling Ramp, like, okay, this is not looking good, you know?
And I told people, like, if you're not gonna come, help us. And I'm pretty sure whoever put out the word for us, we thank you, because the word got out, apparently, because yeah.
We love you guys like a motherfucker.
So it's like, you know, even if you weren't there and you helped us out get the word out, we really appreciate it, because, like, we saw the room was beyond packed. Like, it was not beyond packed, but it was packed enough that, like, I want to say there was, like, standing room only at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
were some people standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was standing room only at one point. I think, like, okay, I still say the biggest panel that I was witness to was the Sailor Moon panel, which, you know, that's something later we can discuss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But I think second only to that panel, this panel was, like, the biggest panel I've seen that many people concentrated in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that surprises the most, in my opinion, is, like, usually we have our spread of tokusatsu belts and henshin devices and whatnots spread out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was like, you know, I try to bring as many things as I can with me back to, you know, from here from the house to the con, but you know, you guys try to bring as many belts and stuff like that as well. And, you know, it looked kind of empty. And then this guy came up. I don't know the guy's name. I should have gotten this guy's name.
Yeah, me too.
But Yeah, we should have. Because he was our lifesaver. Because he brought the double belt. He brought the thighs belt.
Freaking thighs.
It looked like the fight. I think that was the original thighs belt. I don't think that was the...
legend?
I don't think that was the legend one. That was, I think, the real deal original.
Wow. Yeah, because when I opened it, the buttons were real. I'm just like, oh.
Damn. Yeah, so...
I kind of imagined it would be a bit
foobard thick, on that.
Complete.
Oh, man. You know...
Oh, and, oh, God, the time we flipped out on the Captain Marvel's card.
Yeah, he the guy also brought a Super Sentai Daiso card of Captain Marvelous, and that was really awesome. So if you're listening to us right now, mysterious person that came and helped us out, like, I'm pretty sure the guy was local as well, because I think he said he was here from San Diego. If you're listening to us right now, just try to get a hold of us. We're going to give you, like, just total props, man. Just the maddest props ever for bringing in all that stuff. Because, like, that's the kind of thing that's the kind of thing we were really hoping to get. And that was really one of the most exciting things that, like, even with a new audience, there was still some people out there that were willing to help us out.
Yeah, so thank you so much,
for mysterious tokusatsu.
Yeah, mysterious person. Stranger. And also, thank you everyone that attended this panel. You know that your attendance means a lot to us.
No, and also just tells us, like, even that it just tells us, like as long as there's henshin on the name of it, you're guaranteed people somehow.
Yeah, even I think people. I think I remember, like, a couple people were bummed that they missed it. I mean, you remember at the CGL somebody posted, you know, I missed the henshin panel, and they were crying, tearing up a bit.
Oh.
Well, like I said, like, I should have posted the link, because we have Oh yeah, we should mention this as well. We have both of these panels. If you missed it, we have both of these panels on iTunes.
Ding ding ding.
So I think I'll give you the link. We'll post the links later on our site, and also I'll post them on the Facebook and on the Twitter. I think they're already on the Twitter already, but I'll post them again just in case. But
okay.
That's another thing. If you missed it and you really wanted to check us out, or you haven't, or you don't know what happens during these panels, especially our henshin panel, you're in for a surprise that we finally recorded both of them on, and we have them up on iTunes. And I should be finishing up editing the videos for YouTube.
Alright.
So.
Oh yeah. Before we move on, I want to say I apologize severely, sincerely, and severely for foobarring up the henshin sequences, both of them. You know.
Oh God damn it!
Stop. Hey, look,
Stan! Shut up!
Stop that shit!
Ow!
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm like, seriously, Stan. Goddamn, mistakes happen.
No, seriously, like...
Twice?
Like, yeah,
on stage.
It's the height of excitement. That's my excuse. The height of excitement got to us.
That happens. Oh, really? No.
All right, so moving on. So we pretty much did our usual routine. You know, PowerPoint presentation, explained, you know, history a bit of it, and then show the clips. I also want to give out props to our sound technician. He really went through, you know, hills for us. You know, thank you. I forgot the guy. I never got the guy's name too. Man, we're not good at getting people's name, are we?
No, but like I gotta say, is like he's listening somewhere and he knows who he is.
Thank you, sound guy. Love you.
Yay!
Because like seriously, like I said before during the panel, they are the unsung heroes of anime cons. The guys who
provided they do their job.
Yeah, and that guy did his job with spades.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went above and beyond to help us out no matter what, and he helped us out with our other panels. So it's like, this guy knows every, like, this guy needs like definite mad props if he ever like if he gets in contact with us and we get his name and stuff like that. This guy just deserves the mad props.
And I hope he enjoyed our Starfish Hitler clip.
Oh, everyone did. Like, there is no person that cannot resist Starfish Hitler at all.
You think we should bring Ant Capone next time?
I've been trying to find Ant Capone. No luck. I think I'm just going to have to look for the actual episode and start looking around to see if I can find it. So, like, remind me, like, about, like, 2 weeks before you do another presentation to send it out to you.
All right, great.
So we can do that, because, like, Starfish Hitler is good, but it's like I think it's even more like I think it, this is to this point everyone and their grandmother have seen it because I think it was also on IO9 as well.
Yeah.
So it's like you know, I think like mixing it up a bit and having Ant Capone there would be like even more trippy.
Just because the context of it is just so hilarious.
It's an ant with Chicago written on his chest. It's like, I know. And the worst part, like, you know what? That should be a picture of the. That should be our picture for like this for this week's show. It's like, in case you don't believe us, in case you don't believe us at all. So, anything else you want to note about this Tokusatsu panel?
Let's see. What else are we gonna? What else did we go? I mean, we got a lot of questions in from audience. That's a good thing.
I think the best part is a lot of people went in thinking one thing, and a lot of people were actually we came out of the panel enlightening people a lot more because a lot of people weren't aware about the Spider-Man thing. And one of the biggest props that I got was one of the people who was involved with the fan films of Jabroni Pictures.
Yeah,
he was really gave us props on it on our panel, and that's really really like it was really cool of him like. Especially with knowledge of Tokusatsu.
Yeah, I think I met him at the Morphicon last year too. So, and you know what? Those guys know their action. I've seen it firsthand, and holy crap, you know?
Yeah, and one of the best things is like, you know, he gave us mad props because like we knew our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. That's really good for him to. That was really nice that like someone that does all those that knows so much can give us that much props for everything that we knew. And I get like I said like just those little things. Just those little things. I think when you told the girl about the Monica, who did the voice of Monica,
Mokona.
I was really like that was really nice and really like it's like you learn something new every day and that was really cool that you pointed it out to her.
Yeah,
oh my god.
No, because that's like I know it was nice, but also at the same time it was like a running joke between me and Deb, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See.
No, but it was really, like I said, just sharing that little much of info really does go a long way to with people.
Yeah, it does. There is one thing that I was kind of surprised that we didn't discuss much, which is Power Rangers Samurai. I thought we'd go on a gamut about that, but apparently we didn't, you know?
I was about to bring my boxing gloves and we were going to go at it.
And we didn't.
Sissy fight.
Yeah. And we didn't really go into it that much, which surprised me, you know?
Well, because you did mention, like, beforehand, it's like, in case it does get mentioned, we can mention it?
Yeah, I guess. I guess,
I'm surprised nobody mentioned it.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
I know, like, you think they would bring up, you know, so what do you think of Power Rangers Samurai, you know?
And everyone had the same opinion, too. Everyone was like, it's okay. It's like, you can tell there was this 50-50 split between the room. Everyone's like, yeah, it's good. And the other one's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I guess, you know what, that's what we could probably bring for the next, our next panel, whenever that may be, you know? Because I would assume at this point, whoever's into our panel are well-educated about the, you know, tokusatsu and sentai history. So we could probably, let's say, for example, PMX panel, you know, if we do another one, we could switch things up a bit, you know?
Yeah, that's we like how we switch out the videos a little bit. We can maybe even switch out a little, just a little bit more about the information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's like, that's for another time, you know.
So what else happened? Like anything else you want? Any closing thoughts about? Because I'm pretty much tapped out on everything else that we talked about at the panel.
I mean, if we want to move on to like you know toy panel, it was, I think what worked for the toy panel is that we decided to just go with the flow, you know, instead of being structured, you know? Mm-hmm. And we actually brought our toys, which is not an easy thing to do.
Nope, it's not.
No, I feel kind of bad about the last person who was like, come on, hurry up, I need to get through this presentation. I was like, oh.
Yeah. We'll probably do a better job on that next time, which is
we'll bring our Tomashi stands next time.
Not just that, but you know this disassembling things quicker, you know.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, I'm just gonna bring my next time. I am gonna do like what you did and bring everything without my without a box.
Yeah, because I think that took a bit more time. So we learned something new every panel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but regardless,
I think... is half the battle.
And the other half are lasers.
G.I. Joe!
We just got through like half an hour of us talking about that. That's the worst part.
Yeah, I know,
huh? Oh, no. Irony.
Yeah. But no, regardless, I think like that was the first time that we did the panel. Like, do you want to talk about what we did like the last time we tried to do the panel? Or are you just like, you know? Yeah.
That wasn't even a panel. We got screwed over time slot-wise because Cosplay Chess was running at the same time as us. So, everyone under the grandma just decided to watch Cosplay Chess.
Well, watch. Matthew Clayton Lewis runs a really good Cosplay Chess. And, you know, the man deserves it. But it's also the same time, you know. Yeah. I mean, we had some people there. We had Ms. Delgado from... How About
Figures and AX Live, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, AX Live, go watch it. And, like, that was really cool of them to stick around, but it's like, you know, we, like, it literally was like, where's everyone? And we just said, hey, play around with the toys. It was playtime hour.
It was like, I know, it was like, you know, Siberia. Oh, and it was a huge room, too, you know? That's the worst part, you know?
It worked for a Henshin panel, but not for everything else.
No.
But that's another story we can discuss another time about what happened at ALA with that panel. But But no, we got through a presentation, even though some things were still incomplete from it. I still felt we did a good job with the actual presentation itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like an extension of the podcast. Because at one point we were just like, screw everything. Let's see what happens when we wing it.
Yeah.
I think winging it just worked out better for us.
Oh, wait, go on. Finish your thought.
That's it. I was going to say, not that I am an advocate of people doing that when they're doing a professional presentation, but in that case, judging from how the room was and how people were not bored, but more like, you know, by the time we freeformed it a lot more, it seems like people were more into the panel.
I mean, I saw a couple people leave, but, you know, I don't know what they were doing.
No, I'm pretty sure it's like, they put us also in a weird hour as well. So it's like, I'm pretty sure they're like, oh shit, I gotta get dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I think they put us in, both panels were put in the time slot where... It was sort of like masquerade related. I mean, our toku panel was at the man. It was right on the Masquerade mandatory meeting hour.
Yeah.
And our toy panel was at the Masquerade setup time slot. So, and and the questionship judgment. So.
But you know, I don't think it was that bad because we still had a good group of people in that room. Regardless,
yeah, including a Nerd Reactor crew and you know, a couple of our friends as well, several of our friends.
Yeah. Yeah, Miguel, and then Becky, and then Chase.
I think we convinced Chasen to buy at least contemplate into the Robotech Iron Man.
I just paid my order for that. So you better be on the lookout, Chase, because I'm gonna talk a lot about it in the next few weeks.
That's his evil.
I know. I am so gonna make a review the minute I get it. Just to get it up, just for him, just for you.
Now you sound like Ray Booty.
Okay, yeah, that's one of the parts where it's like I can't believe we brought that up.
I know. I think just because we got nothing better to do at that point, so.
Yeah, but like. Okay, look, if you listen to the podcast, there was no 7-year-old in the building. Thank God. I thank God, like, every day that we dodged the biggest bullet of all time for us. Posting, because, like, you randomly decided, posting, like, in your infinite knowledge to start talking about Queensblade, and I'm just like, no, no, no.
Because, like, I was really... Do you remember Comic-Con, Rams? Do you remember Comic-Con?
Yeah.
In the bus?
Yes.
Like, so, you want to talk about Queen's Blade?
Let's watch Queen's Blade. Let's watch Queen's Blade. No. This is exactly what I said. I had the first episode of Queen's Blade on my PSP because it was free for, like, God, about a minute on the PlayStation Network. Which is, like, the most weirdest thing they can put up for free. It's like, seriously, you put that shit for free on the PlayStation Network for, like, about a minute, and I downloaded it, and it was on my PSP at the time, and I was like, hey, who wants to watch Queensblade in the bouncy bin at the McDonald's? And that was just a running joke, where it's just like, I just want to watch in the most public places just to see if anybody, like, just kicks us out or something like that.
And when you actually see a Queen's Blade figure, you're just like, oh no!
This was just a joke! That was just a joke! I was like, oh my god, you're actually showing it!
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the figure was kind... figure almost had, like, you know, censorship to it. So, you know what? Don't worry.
Very.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah, they have to censor those things for Japanese
magazines.
Wow, are you
serious? Damn!
And I showed the armored version, okay? I didn't really scroll down.
Oh, God.
Oh, good. That's the thing. Yeah. Thank God you did, because, again, this is, like, I'm only using hyperboles here at the moment, but, like, hyperbole, like, you know, if a child and their mother were in that room at that moment, not only are you subjecting yourself to that child, but you're also subjecting yourself to that parent trying to explain what the hell's happening.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind next time.
But no. I felt like as we look back at it, I think that was like my favorite part about doing it. Just overly reacting. I think that was just like I really had fun doing that.
Yeah, it was just so awkward. Still, I'm like, wow, are you serious? You're not. Yeah, you did. Wow.
Yeah. No.
I just took a chuckle out of that.
Well,
so.
I wanted to. Okay, what my thought process was, you know, I wanted to hit the every fandom I can think of, because who knows? I mean, who are we to predict that, you know, someone in the room likes Queen's Blade figure, you know?
Well, apparently a couple of people did, so like that went well, very well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean. You want to in the case like that, you kind of want to cater to the you know people that actually hung on to the panel. So you know, so
yeah, that was one of the things I give you props for. It's like even though like I made the joke about that, Mm-hmm. That still did generate a that still generated some sort of like, you know, that generated discussion when we brought it up.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like there are like not to say like you know we're not gonna make any light if you like it or not, but you know if you enjoyed it then that was really good. So
yeah,
I just made those comments jokingly because I was like I just wanted to see if how Stan would react at the point just to test him. Which
and how did it turn out?
Disappointing because I thought you were gonna freak out or something like that, but damn.
Well, if you want, damn. I could pretend I'm, you know, freaking out. It's like, oh no, people are getting offended. Rams is yelling at me for putting the, you know, dribble take
boobies on
the. Oh no, how's that?
No, that's I wanted because I think I know when you're not being genuine with me, and I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm gonna try to get a legit response out of you somehow.
Good luck with that.
I know. So I was like, I learned. I won't say anything more. I'll leave this. I won't say anything more because like I learned during the con. It's like that's gonna be impossible. And that was one of the instances where it's like that's actually the instance where I was like, I'm not gonna get any kind of reaction that I need off you.
Nope. All right. So. That's our panel, pretty much.
Any other thoughts at all from both?
Well, the thing is, the next panel, I'm hoping, will be a fan anime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only a toku panel. And honestly, I don't know if I'm approved yet. So I'm just that one's up in the air. Most definitely, we'll try to get back to PMX. You know, that's probably the next definitive one.
Yeah, so it looks like we're taking the summer off, if anything.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Find our centers. Listen to more Justin Bieber.
Did you just...
Did you?
Yeah, he did.
No, it's like, we should post that link also. We should post that link.
That's right. The Scott Rhapsody April Fools that we did.
Snap.
Yeah, we just made it. We totally April Fools, and it's like one of the jokes I made is like listening to his music brings me happiness and joy, and I can find my center.
Wow.
You mean
anyways?
Yes.
The center of my anus.
Yeah, just.
Hello.
Hi, and then with the Justin Bieber's, like, you know, like, Justin Bieber's penis up your anus, like,
Okay, let's just edit it there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
And that's, you're probably gonna get censored, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're gonna censor.
No, it's gonna get cut out, period.
You're gonna dub it over. See, he's gonna dub it over, you know?
Star Wars prequels.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do it.
Star Wars prequels.
Dub it over. Yeah.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Dude, that I won't say anything bad, but that took me like 3 hours to edit.
Yeah.
We really went all out that doing that.
We did like Jar Jar Binks.
Me the Jar Jar Binks.
No. Oh, Lord. All right. So,
I have a Jar Jar infestation problem here. Don't worry. I'll take care of it later.
Oh, Lord. No, but seriously, going back to what we were talking about us not doing this panel, like maybe at Fanime, but like most likely at PMX.
Mm-hmm.
So, that leads to something I wanted to say. It's like you're gonna do we're both gonna do Comic Con for sure, some way somehow.
We're not gonna have a panel at Comic Con. Come on.
No, but we are gonna have our presence there.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying okay, we're gonna have a panel there. No, we're not a Fortune 500 company to do something like that. We do not have Loonies and Toonies to throw around. Not yet, at least. When I do. You know what the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to give you some broads.
And blackjack.
Yes. But no, regardless, again, I think this is a good thing. I had fun doing those panels, and like I said, if you guys do fanime, I'm not gonna do it. Because simply because the pilgrimage for you guys from Los Angeles to San Jose is the equivalent of me going up to Los Angeles. So for me to go to San Jose, it's like me going to Los Angeles twice over. And I'm like, no. As much as I love you guys, no.
That's okay. And you know what? If you can't make it, then you can't make it. Simple as that.
Yeah, because people have been telling me, you gotta go. But I'm like, no, I can't. It's too effing far for me. Period. Like, capital. Period. Is there such a capital period?
Yeah, look, we're not forcing you or anything, okay? So you can chill.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, just listen. I mean, yeah, just remember what, you know, just remember what Arnold Schwarzenegger said, you know? Chill.
Shut up. Oh, God. No, we're... Oh, God.
You know what? Cool. You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Oh, and
God.
Bad credit card.
That's the part of the movie where I was about to walk out, by the way. And they're like, oh, he just made the joke. Wait a minute, he actually has... Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Cool podcast.
Have we really... No, Stan, you gotta realize, we were discussing about Jar Jar Binks earlier, and now we're discussing about Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
We should have done this yesterday, first and foremost.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, God.
It's called spontaneity.
Oh, my God. Anyways... the next time you're gonna see us do anything more would be at PMX, but that doesn't mean that you're gonna be able to find either of us at conventions, just if you want to discuss more about tokusatsu or toys or anything like that.
Yeah. So I mean, although I have to warn you, I'm probably gonna be tougher to find than Rams, because I'm gonna be in a whole different costume.
Yeah, that's right. It's like you're looking for a guy. Like you're looking for a guy. Like when you're looking for me, you're just looking for a guy with a bag over his head. And you, it's like you're like a master of disguise. You're like Zartan,
or ninjas.
We're ninjas.
We're ninjas. Yeah.
Or ninjas, indeed.
Oh. But...
Oh my God. So, anything else you want to bring up? Anything you want to bring up from Fanime, like that as plastic joint we did before we start talking about like what we did?
Well,
like, individually?
No, like I said, Fanime is uncertainty when it comes to panels, so I'm not counting on anything, you know.
All right, but no, like I said, we like just as one last reminder in case you forgot, since we talked about this like about half an hour earlier, we have the panels up on our iTunes. So if you want to you can download them. And you can enjoy, if you missed out on Anime Kanji, or you don't know what happens at these panels exactly, that should give you a very good idea what will we do. Even though, I think with, like, the toy panel, I want to say, they'll give us an hour instead of an hour and a half. So, that's, like, half an hour of that bullshit it's taken away from us, if we ever do it next time. But...
Well, what happens next time, you know?
Yeah. Regardless, check those both of those out, especially our tokusatsu panel. I think that was like our best. Mm-hmm. But not to say that our toy panel was awesome, but like I said, if you like what you hear right now of us just going off on God knows how many tangents, then you should check out the toy panel. Then you check out our toy panel, because we go all over the place for the audience, and they ate it up. But if you want something more structured and a lot more information-based, while still having fun while you're listening, the tokusatsu panel is your best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, I guess we can just go on to, instead of talking about plastic joints, we can talk about what Stan, Ramsey, and Deb did individually.
Yeah. Before we go on, I just want to say that, speaking of podcasts, I want to make one correction about the last week's podcast. Is that okay?
Oh, boy.
Just one simple correction.
Okay.
Okay. SH Figures Yuki will come with Drag Rider. I think I speculated that it might be separate, but turns out it's actually together. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's going to be a big-ass box.
Great Scott.
Now is, but now, how many yens did we say that we...
3,800 yen-ish.
You're getting that you're getting those two for 3,800 yen?
Ish.
That is a deal. That is a... Wait. That is like... If you don't buy it, you're stupid. I'm sorry.
Should I go eat my shoes now because I was wrong?
Yes. I think it's about time that you did something, that you ate, that you, like, you know, that you yourself
eat some crow. Yeah, because I prefer the fresh Nike here, so, you know.
Anyways, okay.
You start off with the next topic, and I'll go eat the shoe at the corner, okay?
Alrighty, so we did some different things. Anyways. So we did different things at Anime Kanji.
Tastes like Chinese basement.
Oh, you mean Rice basement? Oh!
Oh!
Oh, that's a long inside joke. We're really sorry, Dio.
Yeah.
No, I still say it's the funniest joke I ever made. I'm not gonna explain it to everyone. You gotta find me in person if you want to get that. If you want to know the joke, by the way.
I'm quite curious, but that'll be a later time. But
yeah, we'll I'll explain to you when we're done, Deb.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
What's up?
No, let's go.
As I was trying to allude to before you really interrupted me, my good man.
Think your thoughts, sir.
No, I was just gonna say, like, we did a lot of things at Anime Kanji, as not just as Plastic Joint, but like as just ourselves. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had a lot of fun doing that, and that's what I think I liked more. Like, mm-hmm. as much as I loved doing the stuff for Plastic Joint, I think at the end of the day we had a lot of fun doing things, like, you know, as together and also individually.
Yeah, because we're broskies.
Oh, yeah, Zack Ryder said it best. We're the ultimate broskies, all three of us. Well, all of us, period, that were doing things all with us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want to give thanks to Miguel, I want to give thanks to Becky, I want to give thanks to Chase, to Tim, I want to give thanks to Ruben Langdon, of all people. I want to give special thanks to him if he's listening, which I doubt, because... But I really want to give special thanks for him.
You know, you could always, you know, tag him in the Facebook with it.
I could.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then I want to give to Vic, to Justin, to Jared, all those people that we met and we talked to, and all the people that we met at the. Oh, also my other friend Romeo, the guy that I know from college. He's really good. He's also like a really good guy. So he deserves some props as well for hanging out with all of us as well.
Hmm.
Like I said, it's like I'm missing so many. I must have missed so many other people that were also hanging around with us as well. But...
We missed out on people too. I didn't even like.
Oh yeah, I felt bad.
Yeah, we missed out. Tawny texted me, you know.
Yeah.
And she couldn't find the place that we were at.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I told her we're at the gazebo area. You know, it's just like, oh, I guess she.
We're in Tijuana. Keep driving south.
Oh.
Not sure if we want to do that, but okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can we pause this really quick?
I mean, like, Constance was there too. Like, wait, how the hell is it? I didn't know you were there. It's like, how many people did I miss out? We couldn't find any of them. Like, Constance,
yeah,
even.
And, dude, you know what she was. You know what Natalie was cosplaying? Adachi.
Excuse me while I go flip the table.
Oh my. Yep, and Stan is going. Yeah, there you go. I'm just like, son of a bitch. I could have brought my Nanako cosplay! And you would have Ryder kicked Natalie! Like it's nothing new, but you could have! Yeah.
Does she know your number?
I don't know. That is a good question. But I should ask.
Damn! Oh, man.
Fanime. God damn it.
Well, is he bringing a Dutch to Fanime? Is she bringing a Dutch to Fanime?
It looks pretty much casual, but we could ask.
Okay.
Well, then again, she has a long-ass list. I'm like, girl, you crazy.
Yeah, so we missed some people, but other than that...
Yeah. Quite sad.
Yeah, like I said, I think I missed out a few people too, but I saw them eventually as the weekend went on. I think a lot of people that were really interested in going to the Tokusatsu panel, I talked to them like around Sunday, and they were like, "Oh, snaps!"
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't happy that they missed out on the panel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like I said, I wasn't really looking out for anyone in particular at the convention at all. Like I said, most of the time I'm with you guys for the most part, so I kind of like so you guys were like my guide for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and but, wait, there was one point that where you were our guide.
Oh, you want me to talk a little bit about that?
Yes,
indeedy.
Yeah, it's called Lolitas.
Oh man.
You want okay, to talk so these about guys it? Wanted.
Yeah, go on, Rams.
So these guys wanted some Mexican food. They like since Saturday after since like Saturday evening, they were like, "Let's get some Mexican food." And I told them, "Well, there's this place we can go to, but I don't know." And it's like, "Look," and they were like, even Sunday morning, we woke up, and we're like, "You guys still want Mexican?" We're like, "Yeah, you still want Mexican?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm still down for Mexican." And it's like, "Okay, we got one of two choices. We can go to Lucha Libre, taco place, which is like it's good, but it's so." So crowded with people. So I was like, I'm not in a mood for waiting. So I decided to say, hey, you know, you want to go to a place that I know here. That's like a local, little local place here at like right nearby my house. But they have locations all over San Diego. So we went to the one that's nearby where they were staying. Because they were staying here at this house. Here at Plastic Joint HQ San Diego branch. And we went to this place called Lolitas. And... let me just start off by saying this right now. If you never had like a lot of people say that the pinnacle of Mexican food is Taco Bell. I say to people, you are grossly wrong at this point. Cause,
I mean, Taco Bell is convenient, you know?
It's sadly just mass-produced.
I mean, it can be...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it can be good, but, you know, it's not great.
Yeah, it's something to get by. That's the sad part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the Lolitas, it's been a local place since I don't know how long, but I've known about it since the late 90s. So when there were just like one location out here in Bonita, which is like it's like the next city over from Chula Vista where I live. So we go there and these like because like I think Stan he really wanted some carne asada fries and like. They got him some carne asada fries, all right. why don't you guys take it from here? Because like I've had the food for so long, it's just like you know. I'm gonna say the newcomers.
It was freaking delicious. It was huge. First of all,
yeah, it was.
And they had fries, and then on top of that is carne asada steaks, and then on top of that is. I believe
it was
guacamole cheese and sour cream.
Yeah, it was sour cream.
Yeah, and mix that with their homemade hot sauce there, and holy crap, it's like I sort of expected it to be good, but I didn't think it'd be this good, you know.
Oh no, it was like it's the difference between like. Just that homemade style that you just can't get anywhere else. That like,
I knew
you guys are gonna like it.
Absolutely loved it.
Oh yeah, it was great. I ordered a chicken burrito, and out of all the burritos I ate, that was it was something I never tasted that was something that's very close. That's something that's so authentic. And wow. I was very impressed. I was just taking my time. So and just like
amazed. Yeah, we were a little bit late. We were a little bit late getting up there. But at the same time, we were just like, oh my god, I was like, we didn't want to leave because it was so delicious also. Mm-hmm. I guess I should also note, because this is the funniest part. Like, you guys were in your Kuroshijoji costumes.
Black Butler.
Black Butler, and you guys just went in just casually like that. Like, and it just, that was the most amusing sight. And I was dressed up in, I was just in jeans and like, and my Chargers jersey, just to spite Stan. And you got, like, everyone, like, thank God no one looked, thank God no one gave you the weird looks, because I'm pretty sure they're like, I'm pretty sure they assumed that you, like, you know, they did, like, you came from a funeral or something like that, but I wouldn't know. But regardless, I think that was the most amusing thing. That's like, you saw these two really elegantly dressed cosplayers eating like really greasy Mexican food, and it's just the most amusing, most funniest, and most that made me the most happy seeing that.
Ah, hell, we've done worse.
Yeah, we've done worse.
So it's like you guys nomming in like really elegant costumes is like what made the convention for me.
Ah, hell, watch, we're gonna go like a, you know, Italian cucina in
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yay. No, but,
If you do Ezio, I would so be, Leonardo. Oh, I would so do it.
Just this is pasta, it's bravissimo.
Yeah, very bravissimo, so I'm just sketching this pasta. That's very delicious. Yeah,
I'll put up the links.
You need a new hobby.
Yeah.
I'll put up the links here. If you're gonna, I'll put up the link later of where this place is.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're, like I said, I want everybody to check this place out. There's a lot of locations here in San Diego. Because the only reason why they went to that one is because that's the one that was local to, that was the one that was closest to our house, and also...
I mean, if people are going to Comic-Con, isn't there one in downtown as well?
Yes, there's one off on Park and 10th. Like, literally, like, right next to the... That's right next to Petco Park, and, like, if you want to check that one out, but I'm pretty sure at Comic-Con, that place is going to be beyond crowded, but I'm pretty sure there's other ones that I can guide you guys out to as well. You find me.
We actually put a tracker in yours. You know, we actually remember that chicken. Remember that what was it called? Arabata burrito.
Al pastor. Al Pastor.
Okay, yeah, remember the Al Pastor burrito? Yeah, well, we snuck a GPS in there somehow, so,
I didn't notice a damn thing at all, so that's what was marinating.
Yeah, because we're ninjas.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Again with the ninjas. Damn you, ninjas! What else did we do at Phantom? This is not
Phantom.
What did we do at Phantom 2010? I was not even at first and foremost.
For the kanji, I think we went to Geek FM live casting. I think, you know, that was all right.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I caught some of it, but something popped up where I needed to take care of an emergency. But
we could talk about the one other thing that I'm sure you would love to talk about. Playing Street Fighter with Ruben Langdon.
Oh my god.
Take your time. Okay, so let me break it down. Our friend Miguel, Becky, and Jason had a room up in Regency Hotel section, and then he I don't know who had the connection to Ruben Langdon, but
it was Tim.
It was Tim. Okay, Tim invited Ruben Langdon to play Street Fighter 4 with us. They were in the room where, let's see, Miguel, Becky, Jason, me, Deb, Ramsey, Tim, Eric, Victor and Justin joined in a bit later, and then they left, and then because they had to go somewhere, and then so later night, I think it was like 11 p.m. ish or something.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It was like ass late, you know.
Yeah, I was still uploading. Like I was uploading the audio files of the podcast of the shows that we did at earlier in the day to our site where we upload them to.
Right.
So so they were done rendering and I was uploading them and then like we started hearing like Tim, the guy is like, hey, he left us some water out there, you know, just to tell us that he might be coming by. Lo and behold, bam, he left some water right there, and we're like, oh. And I was like, ah, he ain't gonna come. It's just some guy named Ruben. Next thing you know, I want to say 50 minutes later, bam, he was there. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. And Ruben Langdon is a ninja.
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah.
We
came out of nowhere, and I wasn't even paying attention. I was just like, okay, yeah, I'll be up there in a bit. Hold on, I'm trying to upload this. And you know, he's played Street Fighter 4. He mains his own character. He mains his own guy. He mains Ken, which is like, wow. And he plays really good, like really, really good. But also, like, I give myself, like, you know. I give myself the fact that like, I haven't played Street Fighter 4 since I want to say January was the last time I actually seriously started playing again, because all of a sudden I still started playing Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and just that's what I've been dominating with it. So it's weird going back to like six buttons and playing more tactically than I am with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So he beat me in two straight Evo style matches, and I was like, that's fine, because I knew, I was like, A, I was tired, B, I had a headache, and C, I haven't touched Street Fighter in so long since, so I was like, ugh, you know, just take the win, I don't care. But he's really good, really, really, really good. It was really cool to be with him, and you know, I think that was one of the coolest things I got to do, was I got to, like, we got to hang out, all of us individually, and it's like, I didn't want to take up his time, because I know everybody else wanted to take up everybody else's time, so it's like, I just, like, you know, just I'll have this little bit of time, just fighting was just enough for me, so, yeah, that's pretty much about it. Like, you know, I just spent a little bit of time, I didn't want to take up more of his time, and you guys spent a little bit more with him as well, so, you guys don't have any experiences with him?
He had iPad, and he showed us a process of making a Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
And that silly minigame called the Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, yeah. Apparently he loves Angry Birds, so.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. On his iPad, he showed us the test shot for the battle versus Matthew Patel.
Oh, yeah. Scott Pilgrim. Uh-huh. Yeah. He kind of showed us the tricks of how he uses his scripts and all that jazz, and then, showing like shiny stuff.
And he also showed us a motion capture process, which was like almost eye opening, because you rarely see those kind of things.
Oh yeah. I think he does Chris Redfield and Dante.
Yeah.
I think that was the only.
Yeah, he did. Things? He
yeah,
only, yeah, he only
yeah, showed two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And that wraps up part 1 of 2 of this epically long episode of the PlastiCast. Please check out part 2 of the show. As always, you can find us in various ways. You can find us online at www.plastidroid.com, on Facebook by searching for PlastiJoint, on Twitter by going to twitter.com/PlastiJoint, and you can always send us a line at PlastiJointPodcast@gmail.com. Again, the email is PlastiJointPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and we'll see you in part 2.